Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kent Hadley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Cox. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Johnny Cox. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Lepsio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris takes first base on ball four. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Lepsio reaches second base with a double. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lepsio moves to third. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost is hit by the pitch. Bunning moves to second. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Lepsio scores. Bunning moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bunning scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive towards short. Lepsio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1. Tigers. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 1 in the game. Serve hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hadley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, Tigers, 2. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smith moves to second. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers too. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. There goes Bowling. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Bowling is safe. Bowling moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 0 for 1 in the game. Cux strikes out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 2 in the game. Terwilliger strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder is hit by the pitch. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Yost moves to third. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hadley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 2 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to third for the out. Bowling moves to second. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-3 in the game. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2. Tigers. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Grimm now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keene strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Snyder strikes out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hadley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling bunts towards first. Hadley scoops it up and throws to first, with Terwilliger covering, for the out. Maxwell moves to second. One out. Neil Crisley pinch hits for Red Wilson. Neil Crisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crisley hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lepsio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bunning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Berberet now catching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Pete Burnside now pitching. Dick Williams pinch hits for Frank House. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Bob Grimm. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a line drive into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-4 in the game. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.